This morning we're continuing with the Sefer Sifsei Chaim in Moedim Aleph on page Ches, in the bottom paragraph, and the discussion here is that of Elozer ben Dordaya. We know, we've mentioned a person who was Oduk Bechet. Oduk Bechet means he was so engrossed with his sin, every single atom of his being, every single essence of his existence was chet. And he had this awakening to do tshuva. And then he turned to the external parts of this world, the mountains, the inanimate objects. And that's really more of a remez, to some degree, to come to point out there is no such thing as help from outside. We're going to learn right now, Ein hadavar toli ela bi. For a person to do tshuva, for a person to be successful in life, he can have all the excuses in the world. But to be successful, he has to make himself successful. There are many, many situations people come across, different individuals, or they hear about other people in life, where statistically, they should be failures. They should be failures. They don't have the proper parents to raise them in the right direction. All the odds are against them. But you see what these people have accomplished in life. The message that we are to take out from this during Aseres Meshuvah, which is what we're in right now, is Ein Hadavar Toli Ela Bi. The matter for me to be successful depends upon me. And he says as follows. V'onam Elozer ben Dordaya Havin Shekedei Lekabel Zchus Kiyum Lo Yuchel Hislois Lo Yibaharim V'lo Gvoyis. Elozer ben Dordaya realized that in order for himself to do a real tshuva, it's not a matter of the hills and the mountains that they should ask Hashem for mercy on his behalf, but it's himself. He has to ask for tshuva. He has to do something about this. Hadavar toli bi, this matter is in my hands. I have to do something about it. It depends upon my actions. Haloi iruroni min hashemayim, the heavens have aroused me to do tshuva. Im kein vaday kayemis oid eze derech. He was told, remember he was told, you won't repent. There's a point of no return. And he took this. He took this as a wake-up call. So if that's the case, if he took this as a wake-up call, he has to wake up. He has to do something about it. Kol oy tola esharus tikunoi v'sibos chutz mimenu adayin lo yohoya muchon l'tshuva amitis. He says, kol oy tola esharus tikunoi, just as long as there is the possibility of correcting his mistakes, kol oid tola es avsharos tikunoi v'sibos chutz mimenu adayin lo yohoya muchon l'tshuva amitis. Such a beautiful, powerful point. If a person lives his life, and we'll see in the next paragraph, always saying, you know what? If I had this situation, it was different. When things get better, it's not going to happen. Tshuva won't happen. Success won't happen. A person has to play with the cards he's dealt with. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. We all know people, we've come across people like I just mentioned, who have accomplished beyond what normal things people should not really do. Because they didn't live a life in such a way. They said, I will achieve, even though I have these handicaps.
Rabbi, the pasuk that you quoted
is... In other words, Rav Chaim Freeland is telling us that there was one point missing in the tshuva of Elazar ben Dardaya. And that was, he himself had to pick him up himself and say, I will do the tshuva. It's not the harim, it's not the mountains, it's not the gvoyis, it's not the sun. Those are excuses. He had to pick himself up and do something. Let's look at top page test now. He says like this: Shemati b'shem Adam Golda. I heard in the name of a great person, Shalomani Meiser Shal Rabbi Elazar ben Dardaya Ha'arin Nifla, who learned from Elazar ben Dardaya an unbelievable approach to life. V'hu Yisoid Godol b'koyches haNefesh al Adam. And this is a tremendous fundamental principle in the powers of a person. Tivoy shel ha'adam, the nature of a person, kishe enay soveya rotzoyim b'matzovay haruchni, noyeg hu lahashkit es matzpunoy v'litlois es adavar b'sibas shoynois. This is so important in life. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not going to pretend to be a psychologist. Many times I say, if you want to underline, then you could keep those sheets. This is a line to underline right here. Many times people are not happy spiritually. They're not contented. They're not satisfied. They're lacking. They walk around feeling emptiness. And the response is, only if this situation would change, only if that situation would change. I want to read the words again. Tivoy shel ha'adam, the nature of a man. Kishe'enu sovei rotzoin, mimat sovei haruchni. When he is not satisfied with his spiritual position, noyeg hu lahashkit es matzpunoi velitlois es ador v'sivas shoynes. He tries to silence those yearnings for success, which will encourage him to have to do something about it, by saying, you know, when the situation changes, I hear it all the time. When the situation changes, oh, I'll come to learn this, that, whatever it might be. Ilu hoya li chaver toiv, if I had a good friend, chavrusa toiva, a good chavrusa, Shochin Toiv, a good neighbor. Hayisi loymi Toiv Yoisa, I would have learned better. Putting the excuse on someone else, on something else.
Weighs responsibility by rationalizing.
What was the first word you said?
No, it's avoidance.
Avoiding, right. Avoiding the responsibility. It's putting the burden of responsibility basically on someone else, on something else. These are just answers, but we call them excuses. Matzav zeh mesukan hu ad mo'id. This mindset, this approach, is so dangerous. Kevin shebekach nevedes kol adechifa l'shino yatzmi. Why? Because a person will never change. A person who lives his life with such a mindset will never, ever, chas v'shalom, change. What's he going to say? I'll learn better once I get the chavrusa. You know, they had the, it's just a pattern in my head, it's a little tangential, but I'll say it shortly anyway. There was this bachur in yeshiva, there's a story they say over, the bachur in yeshiva, who was a serious learner, but not the greatest head in yeshiva. And the people in yeshiva always wondered, how is he zoicha to always get the best chavrusa? How did he get the best chavrusa? Once man, next man, Rebbeim are important, but your chavrusa, you're with him the hours and hours throughout the day. So one day a person passes by the payphones. Those days they had payphones. I was once on a trip with my family. My daughter says to me, Abba, what is that over there? So I'm looking around. I see like a log cabin. I see like these pine trees. And I'm looking. I'm not sure what she's referring to. Over there, right there, what is that, Abba? It was a payphone. that's where we're holding this generation. They don't know what a payphone is. You know, I guess You know, the next generation will say, what is that? We'll say, what? That was a car. And they'll have, you know, a flying car. Who knows what they'll have. So the person is passing by the payphone, and he overhears this bachur saying, okay, ma, you can stop davening now. I got the chavrusa. Of course, she never stopped davening. But she would daven her heart out that her son would get the chavrusa. To have that good chavrusa in yeshiva. But if a person didn't have the chavrusa, there's such a yetzahara that attacks a person. If I only had that certain sefer, if I only had something a little more comfortable, whatever it might be, each person has his own. Someone just told me recently he's getting a custom-made suit. Okay, very good. So each person has a custom-made yetzahara. Custom-made. Your yetzahara is not his, and not yours, not mine. It's custom-made just to attack that person. Matzah zem sukan hu ad mo'ay. This approach is so dangerous. Kevin shebekach nevedes kol adechifa l'shini atzmi. Because with such a mindset, if something else will change, then I will change. That something else will never happen. And the person will then never change. Sharei ledas matzavoi ledaitai matzava aruchni toloi besibois she'enon v'shlitosoi. He says, because ledaitai, in this person's mindset, his spiritual position, the ability to learn more, whatever it might be, to do more chesed, ma'isim toivim, staka, will change when I get different cards. That means he will never change, because the Yetzirah still will throw him the 2 and the 3, and he won't get that ace until he picks himself up and changes. Ein bekach ela ashliya atzmis she yeshuasa titzmach milakam acher. All he has here is this person is hoping and yearning and desiring that his salvation will come from somewhere else. And that's what happened with the Elazar ben Dedaya. Until he realized, Ein hadavar toli ela bi. It's not the mountains, it's not the stars, it's not the anything else. It's me. This is the ways of the Yetzahara. Laharagia es ha'odam besvoroi, besovroi, she'ein hadavar toli boy. This is how the Yetzahara attacks a person. The Yetzirah attacks the person and says, it's not you. Look at the cards you got. Look at the situation you have. You know, I once heard Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you say his name, and it's already a feeling of godless, of greatness in Torah. Just by saying, whenever you say the name Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's synonymous with godless b'Torah. There's no such thing as a base measure for that, learning Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'm saying that's... He lived with tremendous pain in his lifetime. On a regular basis. You know, I don't know what medicine they had for gout. I'm not saying he didn't have gout. What did they have 300 years ago? 200.
Oh,
yeah.
They did?
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
First medicines ever
be. Oh, look at that. Look at that. I thought they can take more schnapps and make it worse.
What was it?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to it later. Yeah. Yeah. My point is like this. We look at the finished product and we see the Tshuva of Akiva Eiger. We see the Chidushim of Akiva Eiger. We see the Gilyonis, the Ha'aris, the glosses he has on the Gemara. But we don't sometimes realize the background that there could have been Tsar and there was difficulty, and yet he pushed himself forward anyway. He didn't wait for his cars to change. And if you know, if we do our history, if you look at into the history of the Rishonim, the Bali Tosfos, they lived during the Crusades. There were those who, the Shach, you know, had to run for their lives throughout the pogroms and the history of what they lived through. And yet, they came out with the words that we live and literally die by, in Psak Halacha, in understanding the sugyas. And they weren't zeich to sit in the air-conditioned room with brand new tables, comfortable chairs. You know, it's so funny. Like in this generation, you know, I tell my children, like, not everybody had cell phones. Cell phones. When I was a child, so what is a cell phone? What does it mean, a cell phone? You know, they think every, you know, there's Matan Torah and there's, you know, Kriyas Yamsuf, and of course there are always cell phones and all these things always existed. You know, and how are they supposed to know? They see everyone having one of them. Air conditioning was the same thing. Now we live, everybody's air conditioning. Who doesn't have air conditioning, right? But there was a point in time when everybody, not everybody, and you know what? They still learned Torah when it was hot. And that's his point over here. If a person looks for the situation to change, he's doomed. He has to change himself. Ein bekach, it's only excuses. Achein ha-Yeshua ha-Mitis, the real salvation, shel ha-Odom, hi ka-Ashir magia la-Hakara, it will come when the person comes to the realization and recognizes she-Ein ha-Dovar toloi el-Abi. The matter depends upon me. Oz yivakoch she-Kol ha-Tirutzin tirutzei shovhein. Then will come out this all these answers. What does it mean, answers? Some will say, how come he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing? So I'll give this answer and that answer. It's excuses. Well, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yuchal litoin kol zeh, but in front of Hashem, he can't answer anything. Ein loymar, there's no room to say, ilu hayali, if I had this situation, machshoves ke'elu rak, these type of mindsets, if only I had this, if only I had that, these type of mindsets, they prevent a person from being successful. They say the stories, I think it was the Stipler. I forgot which, maybe it was a Rashba, one of the Rishonim. It could be I'm saying the story a little wrong, so after Shia, if you know it the correct way, maybe you could correct me, please. But in the yeshiva where he was, in the Vardik, they didn't have the luxury necessarily of the Svarim that we have, of many Svarim on the same topic, or in this generation, I needed a certain sefer. I couldn't get it. So my brother-in-law went to his, in his kol, in his yeshiva. Here he is. So they have, a, I think, 24, I don't know, 50,000 svarim. Maybe, I don't know how what crazy amount the number is. He copied it, he emailed it to me, and he sent it to me. So I printed it out. So I was able to get the svarim, just like that. So he spent the whole night. It was his turn, this type of his turn, to get a hold, I think it was a Stipler, get a hold of that sefer. He had one night to use it. Then someone else had it. It's his turn. He stayed up the whole night learning, and he used the light of the moon. Right, eventually, candles go out. Because he viewed it as Ein HaDavar Toloi El-Abi. If I'm going to have the access to the sefer, I can't put it down now. Now, if I want to just look at things in a different perspective. If a person is told, here's a bag, go into that massive room, and you fill up as many gold coins as you want. Whatever you fill up is yours to keep. But when the buzzer rings, you have to come out. So who's not going to work as hard as he can and use every single millisecond to fill that bag as, and eventually that bag is so heavy he can't move it. So the buzzer rings and they say, okay, you get to keep it. It's all yours. But he needs help to get it out now. So that was Im techasenu kakosef v'chamatmoyim techapsenu oz tovin yiras Hashem, says the Pasuk. If you view the Torah as the precious jewels and stones, then oz tovin yiras Hashem, you'll understand the fear of God. And that's what the stipler had. This was the Rashba. I have the Rashba now in front of me. I'm going to put it down? How's that possible? Me'ashemayim mevakshim mikol echod shi'avod es Hashem im ha'kelim shi'esh loy ach she'inotzel es kol ha'kelim shi'esh loy. What is man asked of? What is his responsibilities? He is asked to use all of his capabilities to serve Hashem. He's asked to use, if it's his intelligence, if it's his hands, whatever he could use. Each person has different talents to come to serve Hashem. I want to make sure that when I say the words to serve Hashem, sometimes that's too general. What does it mean to serve Hashem? That means to serve Hashem, that means to learn Torah. That means to serve Hashem means to do chesed. What does it mean to do chesed? To do bikur cholim. To think, what does the other person need? And there's something called chesed shel Torah. What does it mean chesed, kindness of Torah? No, the Gemara talks about a chesed shel Torah. When you teach someone who is not able to learn, that's called a chesed shel Torah. It's not a chesed shel Torah. When there's helping, I'm not saying giving stock to support Torah. Helping, making sure that Torah is existing, that Torah is being produced more. I'll give you one example. And if you're thinking maybe I'm making a plug, 100% right. Imagine over the course of this year, every single one of us here in this room will merit to encourage two people to come to learn on a weekly situation. Two people. Now, if you think about it, of how many people do we come in contact with that possibly can come throughout the course of our lifetime, right? The past year, our year, right? What's two people? That's called a chesed shel Torah. You're just marbitz Torah. Every single word of Torah, which is connected kulam, which is the greatest mitzvah, that these two people learn, forever and ever, that they come here to learn, goes on your record. And we learned already, and we're not going to get into it now because we have to stop for Shmiras Loshon in a minute. We learned already that Talmud Torah is a force field. We always want to protect Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, we know the dangers that are with Syria and Eretz Yisrael. And the Yeshuas and the salvation and the Refuas and all those who need salvations. What is the greatest way to help them? It's Talmud Torah. Bringing more and more people in to learn Torah with two people. The greatest problem that we should have is that we have to outgrow this room, no matter how many small tables we bring in here. I want to conclude with what he says over here. And he says like this. It's a famous story when Rav Tali Amsterdam, he went over to his Rebbe, Rabbi Saul Salanter, and he said to him, if I had the head of the Shai Gesariye and the heart of the Bali Yisoy the Shoyish Avoida, and the midas taivais of the Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Sol Salanter, then I can serve Hashem. Then I'll be something great to serve Hashem. And we all know the famous response that Rebbe Sol Salanter gave to him. And he said, with your head, Naftali, and with your heart, and with your midas, you can be a Rebbe Naftali and to serve Hashem. And you bring Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are holding a couple days before Yom Kippur. Aseres Mei Tshuva is that time when Hashem wants to see the Ratzon, the desire. What do you want to do? That's what Hashem wants to see. What do you want to do in Tavshin Ayin Dalet, this new year? Hashem says, I want to see you. You deserve a Tavshin Ayin Dalet of Gesund, Hatzlacha, and Parnasa. Hashem says, what's the Ratzon? What's your desire? What do you want to accomplish? What we should take out from these words is the realization that no matter what situation we're in life, the focus has to be, is how can I serve Hashem the right way? Rebbe Zeichet Sandi Levrach would always say, this will conclude, from Rabbi Sol Salanter, from his Talmud of Zundel Misalant, of Zundel, said that a person should always tell himself, Masai eske lachzer lumot Torah. When will I merit to go back to learn? You know, sometimes you put a CD in the car and it's playing again and again. So then later on, you're just walking and all of a sudden you have either it's a shir or a music song. You have it playing in your head. We have to have these words playing in our head at all times. When will I merit to go back to learn? Especially when we're approaching a Bein Zmanim. We're approaching a Bein Zmanim. We don't have a large Bein Zmanim. I think we probably have of the shortest Bein Zmanim in all yeshivas that might exist in the world. But nonetheless, it's still a Bein Zmanim. And over a Bein Zmanim, our regular starim of learning are not the same. We're busy doing other things as well. And sometimes we need to do these things. But if a person has that CD in his head playing and says, when can I go back to learn? When will I go back to learn? What happens is as follows. When he sits down and he realizes, oh, I have a few minutes now. What's he going to do? He's going to go pick up that sefer. Because he has that CD playing, when will I go back to learn? Oh, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to learn. I have to take care of mundane activities. Okay, that's my job, my responsibility. We live in a mundane, a physical world. But now that he's able to, he has the time, he will go and pick up that sefer. I want to wish us all, we have another shir next in a minute, but we're just over here with this topic. I want to wish us all a bracha that we should be zoicha in Tavshin Ayin Dalet to merit that no matter what situation, we should only have situations of nachas and be able to learn and serve Hashem with menuchas and nefesh and yishev adas mitoich gesund with health and parnasa for everyone. But nonetheless, no matter what situation we are in, we should be able to strive and serve Hashem and bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.